Welcome to the first new book announcement since 2019. So we just finished the very long Aesop's Fables, which was chosen for a large number of chapters or stories that were short so that I could better manage time transitioning from working as a teacher doing private tutoring to working as a teacher in the classroom. Now we're through that and we have a pandemic upon us. So while we will get back to more regular length chapters and books as we were doing in the past, it also means that the offerings I've got lined up for 2021 are going to be a little more optimistic than they have in the past. So we're still going to lean a lot on children's literature for the early stuff, but I was thinking of going into more H.G. Wells science fiction and murder mysteries and things like that, but maybe stories where aliens are turned back because they have no defense against a human disease, or a missing persons case that's solved when they discover that the missing person died of black plague. These just don't seem like stories that people are going to be excited to hear in 2021. Or at least they're stories I am less excited to read in 2021 than I would have been in, say, 2019. So we have a few more books planned. The first one is going to be Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz. This is the fourth book by L. Frank Baum in his Oz series. At one point, I considered doing all Oz all the time, but then I realized the next story for Oz is A Kidnapped Santa Claus. So that is going to be held off until Christmas, and we will start Book 5, The Road to Oz, in 2021. So for the rest of 2020, they are going to be a lot more upbeat, and they will be announced as we go. One other slight change, there is a limit to how many podcasts the RSS feeds can hold, which means as we get more and more episodes into these podcasts, we are going to start dropping the early content. For that reason, I'm going to go back to some of the earliest books that we have done and remove all but the audiobook versions. So my intention is to try and maintain the audiobook versions of everything indefinitely. But when you're looking at the Alice in Wonderlands or the first three Oz novels, really I want to keep the chapters there for the 10 most recent audiobooks, and anything older than that, it will be the audiobook versions only. So you might notice that as you are going through the past archives, but that's all we have to say about this. So join us in a week's time when we start the fourth book in the Oz series, Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz, and then keep joining us throughout the year for other optimistic, comedic, or otherwise uplifting tales. Thank you for listening.